This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Babysitter's Surprise by Melissa 97.
Chapter 01.
Tonight was boring. The entire night I had been stuck in meetings. Gotta love those remote jobs where part of the team is across the planet, and every now and then, I had meetings from 8 p.m. until way beyond midnight. Maybe I should not have taken that promotion to management after all. Usually, my wife would come in every now and then. Give me something nice to eat, drink, or just pop by to give me a kiss and check in. However, she was away with some of her friends for a week, which left me in charge of the kids. Yeah, you quickly figured out there was no way to bring the kids to bed when I'm in the office all evening. So, we got a babysitter for the week. Turns out it's easier to get a babysitter for an entire week, give her the guest bedroom, and pay her for 5 days. Gives me plenty of time to keep working without distractions, and in the evenings, I could just play a few games while the babysitter kept an eye out for the kids. Let me quickly catch you up though. You might be wondering who's telling you this story. My name is Chris, I'm 35 and working from home as a programmer, well, team lead. My wife, who's 34, is named Melissa, and we've been together for about 8 years now. We've got 2 kids, 3 and 5 years old, and thankfully sleep through the night and generally aren't too noisy. Our babysitter for the week was a new girl we hadn't had before. Her name is Olivia. Cute girl, 19 years old, and currently works full-time as a babysitter, doing jobs like ours. I checked the clock, it was almost midnight, and I just closed my laptop. Still too much energy in my body to go to sleep, and because of the late meetings I only had to start after lunch anyways, so might as well relax with some game time. But when I launched Steam, I had a hard time choosing which game should get some of my attention. My mind was thinking of something else though. With my wife gone, and me being too busy, I have had zero attention to myself. So, I opened an incognito browser, and headed straight for my favorite porn site. I unbuttoned my pants, found a video of a cute petite blonde, and started stroking my cock while I watched her suck and fuck this guy with a way too big cock. That was when I noticed movement in the corner of my eye. I looked towards the door, and there she was, Olivia, the cute petite blonde girl that was a stranger in my house. And she was observing me, my cock, and me stroking it. She didn't move when I looked at her, she didn't say anything, but her eyes told a story. And it wasn't a story of disgust or repulsion. It was one of seduction and horniness. I looked closer at her, as I was intrigued with her stance, and noticed she wasn't wearing too many clothes either. She was wearing a shirt, but with her nipples clearly visible through the fabric, it was clear she wasn't wearing a bra. Her shorts were, as the name suggests, quite short. Her slender legs were nice and tan. Her belly was visible only by a small strip above her shorts and beneath her shirt, but too little to see a belly button. Her arms were as tan as her legs. Her breasts, possibly a B cup, but might be a bit bigger, were visible enough for me to enjoy them already. Meanwhile, the porn was still playing on my screen, and when I looked at it again I noticed the girl in the video was not that different from Olivia. Had I picked this video subconsciously as I was already thinking of Olivia? I watched the girl on the screen get off the guy's lap, then getting on her knees, and started stroking the massive cock as she was sitting between the guy's legs. I heard footsteps, and saw Olivia was standing next to me, watching the screen I was watching. She still said nothing, but the tension was building for sure. All this time I still had my cock out, and I was slowly stroking it. For some reason not a single brain cell had instructed me to stop stroking. What was wrong with me? She looks cute, she does, doesn't she? I responded. Only then realizing I was just casually discussing porn with the babysitter while I was holding my cock. Can I touch it? Touch what? Olivia didn't wait for my response but got on her knees next to me and grabbed my cock. Holding it and looking at it. It's nice. She leaned in a little bit, and with her tongue touched the tip of my exposed cock. It's tasty. Then she slowly wrapped her lips around my cock, and started sucking it. I was flabbergasted, and unsure what to do. Was this girl just so obsessed with cocks, she was unable to control herself? By now, she had positioned herself between my legs, had both her hands wrapped around my cock. She was stroking me slowly, and bobbing her head up and down slowly, but steadily. I felt her tongue circle around the head when her head moved up, and when she came down the tongue moved out of the way again. Then, as sudden as she started, she stopped. Got back up on her feet, and walked out of the room. WTF was that? I asked myself. I looked at the screen again, and saw the porn video had ended. How long had Olivia been sucking me? I wondered, as I thought I wasn't even close to the end of the video when she started. I closed the window, tucked my raging hard cock back in my underwear, and walked out of my office to find Olivia. She wasn't in the living room, or the kitchen. So I got upstairs. She wasn't in the guest room, master bedroom or, of course, the children's rooms. That left one room, the bathroom. I opened the bathroom door, and there she was. Completely naked, in the middle of the bathroom, looking at me. I was wondering how long it would be before you found me. She motioned for me to come closer, so I did. Mesmerized by the stunning body of a 19-year-old, and very petite girl, her breasts were a nice round small B-cup, with the perfect small nipples. Exactly as I hoped, and had guessed. Her hips are narrow, and her pussy cleanly shaven. As I got closer, my cock got harder. By the time I reached her, it was ready to be taken out of my pants. I stood in front of her, centimeters from her face. She was more than a head smaller than me, so I had to look down to look at her. She smiled, and then commanded me. Take all your clothes off. I did not hesitate, and stripped away all of my clothes. It had been a long time since I got naked that fast. But for this amazing petite girl, I'd do anything at this point. There I stood, my raging hard cock pointing towards an incredibly sexy blonde teen. Then Olivia grabbed my cock with both hands and started stroking me. Not slow like in my office, but quickly and hard. 10 seconds later she stopped again, but held on to my cock. Then she pulled me closer to her, and kissed me. Not just a small kiss, but mouth open, tongues twisting kissing. Meanwhile I felt her hand leaving my cock, and her body press against mine, sandwiching my cock between our bodies. Olivia placed both her arms around my neck, and then jumped up and wrapped her legs around my body. She looked me in the eyes and said, Put your hard cock in me, and fuck me. She was even lighter than I anticipated, and I was surprised to find I could hold on to her this easily. There was no way I was going to give her a chance to think about that, so I guided my cock in her pussy while she was lowering herself on me. I felt her warmth envelop me, and further I entered her tight teen pussy. When my cock finally was completely in her, she started riding me, while holding on to my neck. The penetration had gone surprisingly smooth. I guess it helps my cock was wet from pre-cum, and Olivia's pussy absolutely soaking. Up until now, she had been in full control, and she still behaved as if she was in control. But I knew better. She was in my arms, hanging on my neck, impaled by my cock, and she had nowhere to go. With Olivia on my cock, I stepped into the walk-in shower. I turned it on, and when it was warm, I stepped under, making both of us wet. Olivia seemed to love this and kissed me passionately while taking a small break riding my cock. This was the moment I slowly turned her towards the wall, and then inch by inch got her back closer to it. Then, the second her back was leaning against the wall, I pushed my cock hard inside her. This was the moment Olivia realized she wasn't in control anymore. She stopped kissing me and moaned loudly as I started fucking her. I increased the pace and used the wall fully to my advantage. Olivia didn't seem to mind I had taken control, as she had wrapped her legs tighter around me, and her moaning increased even more. With this speed, and this incredibly cute girl, it didn't take long anymore for me to get close to orgasm. I warned her. Now's your time to choose between coming your pussy or somewhere else. She looked me in the eyes and then said, What do you want it? I had hoped Olivia would have chosen, because it's too hard to choose where to come. But I decided right now my cock was exactly where it was comfortable, and seconds later I came deep in Olivia's pussy. As I came, Olivia kept riding me to get her to orgasm too. She moaned loudly while holding onto my neck tightly. When we were both satisfied, I dropped her to the floor, and with the water already running, we both showered to get rid of our sweat and the cum that was meanwhile dripping from Olivia's pussy and my cock. I grabbed the bottle of my wife's candy-like smelling shower gel, and squirted a lot on my hands. I then proceeded to soap up Olivia's petite body, starting with her shoulders. I moved down and didn't skip anything. Of course, I made sure her amazing breasts had plenty of washing time, then her back and belly, and of course her cute ass. I then kneeled and massaged both her legs in turn. When I reached the feet, Olivia lifted the one I wanted to clean, and I massaged her feet slowly. After that, it was my turn. Olivia had rinsed herself after I soaked her up, and then she grabbed the same bottle and squirted a lot of shower gel over my body. Some on my breasts, some on my cock, which had already hardened again from the long massage I had given Olivia, and then some on her own hands. She also started with my shoulders, back and breast. Then slowly moved down, massaging every inch of my body while she was standing in front of me. When she reached my cock, she worked her way up from my balls. First my balls would get a lot of soft attention, and then the shaft of my cock would be soaped up slowly. After at least a full minute of a soapy hand job, Olivia abandoned my cock and cleaned my legs as well. When she was done, she returned to my cock. This time not as soft as before, but instead giving me a proper hand job. With all the tension building and at least 10 minutes of soapy massage, I quickly came. A few squirts of my cum landed on the ground and washed away quickly with the running water. The last few drops ended in Olivia's mouth as she licked my cock clean. Can't make ourselves messy again, can we? She said after swallowing the last drop. I turned off the shower and grabbed ourselves a few clean towels. While we were drying ourselves, Olivia said, I forgot to mention one thing while we were fucking. I couldn't think of what she could mean. Did she have a boyfriend and forgot to mention it? Not that that would matter much, as I was married myself, of course. Olivia proceeded. I'm not on the pill. Oh shit. I thought. This is not going to end well for me. But don't worry, I won't tell your wife if I get pregnant if you don't want me to. This was something I'd have to think about, but of course, chances were high there would be no issue. How likely would it be to get pregnant the first time? It took my wife and me months after all before we succeeded. Then I said, Don't worry, Olivia, I'm fine with anything. Let's not worry about this now and enjoy ourselves while my wife is still out of town the rest of the week. We both smiled, and she kissed me again, pressing her breasts against my body in the process.
Chapter 02.
I shouldn't have said that. I really shouldn't have. Remember when I said to Olivia we didn't have to worry about it for the week? Well, with one shot of cum in her, maybe not, but we had sex many times that week, and many times my cum ended inside Olivia. And now, 2 months later, Olivia came into my office one late afternoon, while my wife was having dinner with some of her friends.
I have to tell you something, Olivia said to me.
What is it, sweetie?
I haven't had my period in 2 months, so I did a test. I think I'm expecting your baby.
Well, that was a shock. But to be honest, not really unexpected. What would you expect when you've had sex with a girl, who's proclaimed she's not on the pill, and then you stick your dick in her dozens of times during a week? I mean, it should have been a shock if she was not pregnant.
Oh shit, Olivia, that's going to make things a little more difficult.
Are you going to keep it?
Yeah, no way in hell I'm removing that, sorry Chris.
It's alright, it's your choice after all. But now we'll need to figure this out together. I wasn't sure yet how we'd proceed, but I'll be honest, it got me a little horny. Just the thought of that 1 week was amazing. My wife never is away that long, and that 1 week we had all the freedom we could wish for, since the 1 week we've managed to have sex once more, and that was when my wife was shopping, and it had to be a quick one. So no sexy showers together, just a quick ride on my desk chair. Not that I didn't enjoy that, don't get me wrong, but I would have loved a little more nudity and more time.
Did you hear what I said?
Oh shit, sorry Olivia, I was lost in thought, what was it?
I said I'd love to figure it out with you, maybe I can stay in the house permanently?
Well, that is going to be very tough, Olivia. It's not exactly that my wife knows about it. How are we going to explain you being pregnant and wanting to stay here?
We can be honest.
Tell her about us, and maybe she'll be into an open relationship?
I highly doubt it. Melissa is not that kind of person.
But we'll figure it out, don't worry.
But I know one other thing for sure.
What is it, Chris?
My cock is hard, and I want it deep inside you.
It only took a second for Olivia to change from the I need to confess something to the I am horny, and I want to fuck mood. She'd been like that entire week, and I didn't mind getting all that attention. With the kids at the grandparents for the weekend, and my wife out with her friends, I figured we'd have much more time than we had earlier that month. So I stood up, grabbed Olivia's hand, and walked with her upstairs to the master bedroom. This time I was looking forward to Olivia completely naked. I think I forgot something. I forgot to tell you what Olivia looked like that day. Of course you remember her being this slim, petite blonde 19-year-old girl. She has perfect round B-cup breasts, narrow body and shaven pussy. But her outfit today was also part of the reason I had no doubt in wanting to figure things out with her, and why her bad news didn't hit as hard. Maybe she had done this on purpose, maybe not. But the sexy summer outfit she was wearing had done the trick. Olivia was wearing a sexy white sleeveless top, with just two narrow straps over her shoulders. The fabric only started around her breasts, giving me a nice view of a cleavage. Then tight around her belly, followed by a cute short white and blue skirt, then her sexy slim legs, and concluded with minimal white open high heels. Can you imagine the look? Well, hold on to that, because her top was already off her body. I had pulled it over her head, and under it wasn't a bra, but her pretty breasts. She hadn't even worn a bra. I leaned forward and kissed both her nipples, before going on my knees and pulling down her skirt. As the skirt was with an elastic band, and not a zipper or buttons, I had no effort pulling it off. It fell to the ground, and under it a white mini string which was semi-transparent. But I couldn't tell if that was because it was wet, it was, or because that's how the fabric was dry too. I pulled off the string quickly too, completely revealing her bald pussy. I leaned forward and started licking it. First slowly between the lips, then faster, giving more attention to her clit. I was swapping between these two modes for a bit before proceeding to slowly put one finger inside her soaking wet pussy. I wanted to start fingering her pussy while licking, but Olivia stopped me.
Now that I'm naked, and I've been tasted, it's time to make it equal,
Olivia said, while pussing my head and hands away from her body. She took off her shoes while I stepped back to admire her body, and then she commanded me to take off all my clothes. I wasn't wearing much that day, just a shirt and a short, so that was going to be easy. After I had taken off my shirt and shorts, and wanted to take off my boxers, Olivia stopped me again. This time she wanted to have the honor to reveal my cock. It was already incredibly hard, and with the boxer being quite loose, it showed well. Olivia came closer to me, got on her knees and put her hands on my hips. Her fingers found her way under the band, and slowly she pulled it down while looking me in the eyes. When my cock sprang free of my boxers, it immediately stood upright again. But Olivia didn't touch it yet, and proceeded to take off my boxers completely. I stepped out of it, and she threw it away, before proceeding. Her hands slowly made it up my legs, between my legs, until her fingers touched my balls. She then cupped my balls with one hand, and the other grabbed my cock and started stroking me. She then got closer and took the tip in her mouth. She then slowly started sucking my cock, bobbing her head up and down, and with every down got my cock just a little bit further in her mouth. My cock, unlike all those who claim otherwise online, isn't the biggest, but quite average in size. Because of this, Olivia managed to almost fully get it in her mouth, and I got to enjoy that. Who would have thought a young girl like Olivia liked my cock that much? Having had almost no sex for the past 2 weeks since I fucked Olivia last, I was quick to get close to my orgasm. I warned Olivia she shouldn't let me come yet, but based on her reaction, or lack thereof, it was clear she was hungry for it. It wasn't long after that I felt my cum shoot up my cock, and several squirts of it disappeared into Olivia's mouth, never to be seen again. Olivia smiled at me and stood up.
You didn't think I was going to let that come go anywhere else, right? You know how I enjoy the flavor. I wouldn't have wanted it any other way, I said. But I also wouldn't have minded it anywhere else on or in your body. You get to choose the second spot, okay? That alone made me even more horny. Olivia was far from done with me. But I was also not done with Olivia yet. Deal. I followed this up with pulling Olivia back up on her feet and pushing her towards the bed. Why don't you sit down on the edge of the bed and enjoy yourself? Olivia followed my command, sat down, and spread her legs in anticipation. I got down in between her legs, leaned forward, and continued where I left off. With a finger deep inside her soaking wet pussy, and a mouth on her clit, Olivia moaned in response and dropped herself to lay on her back and lifted her legs up to give me easier access. That I started using more than one finger. First, I inserted two fingers while licking her clit, then I turned my hand around and started rubbing her clit with my thumb while both of my fingers explored her on the inside. As I kept going back and forth between rubbing the clit with my thumb and licking between her lips, Olivia moaned loudly in enjoyment. All that moaning and the incredible smell and taste made my cock hard as if I had not come already. I stopped fingering Olivia and focused on licking her pussy, while with one of my hands I slowly stroked my own cock. This was when I realized I was being silly, and I stopped stroking and licking, and moved over to the bed. I got on the bed, while Olivia saw what I was doing. I lay down and held my cock up straight in the air. Why don't you come enjoy this one, Olivia? I said to her. Olivia was already on her way to me, and I saw in her eyes she was doubting what to do with it. In the end she did what I hoped. She positioned herself above my cock, and let it slide fast into her wet pussy. I felt her warmth envelop my cock. Oh, how I enjoyed this tight pussy of her, and now I sort of had claimed her for me entirely. I wasn't sure how this was going to work out, but one thing was for sure, Olivia was not going to leave my side. I think she was extremely horny that day, as there was no stopping her. She didn't slowly fuck me, she was like an animal, and was using my cock as her own pleasure pull. Not that I was complaining at all, it was getting me off, that's for sure. And I loved seeing her tits bouncing up and down in the speed she was going in too. I saw she was very much enjoying herself, moaning loudly in the process. I helped her even more by grabbing her breasts and massaging her nipples while she rode me. It didn't take long after that for Olivia to orgasm. The long licking session, the penetration and the nipple play for sure got her to that point. As she collapsed on me, she gasped and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Chris, I didn't let you come yet." "That's okay, honey, you did let me come already tonight and I got to see a wild sexy girl ride my cock." "Haha, yeah, that is true, but it's still hard, so I'm sure you still want it." "I can't deny that." Olivia got off of me, my hard cock slipping out of her pussy, covered in her juices. She got down on the bed next to me and looked at me, and said, "Why don't you sit on top of me?" I did as she asked. I swung my leg over her body, pointing my cock towards her face. I lowered myself slightly and my cock touched her body, exactly between her breasts. Sadly, for this position, her breasts were not even close to big enough to being able to fuck them while she squeezed them tight. One of my exes had such big breasts. But, I'll be honest, I prefer them smaller, they're much prettier and softer. Especially those amazing B-cup breasts right below me. Olivia grabbed my cock, still wet from her pussy, and started stroking it. First gently, then faster. She knew exactly how to stroke me in such a way I got to my orgasm quickly. A minute later I came, one squirt landed on Olivia's face, the second and third on her breast, and the last few drops in Olivia's mouth as she licked my cock clean, and that was when I noticed a shadow in the corner of my eye. I looked over and saw my wife, Melissa, standing in the door opening watching the babysitter lick my cock. Chapter 03. I wasn't sure what was worse. The husband cheating on the wife, getting the babysitter pregnant, or the wife actually witnessing the cheating. Turns out, surprisingly, the worst part was the secrets between me and Melissa. After Melissa came home witnessing Olivia licking my cock, a lot had happened, in just a short time span. Melissa didn't even get mad. At first this was really confusing for me, but it was quickly clarified when it turned out Melissa had had sex with Olivia behind my back as well. This was how she was hired in the first place. Olivia turned out to be a daughter of one of the sisters of my wife's friends. Still following me? Well, when Melissa was at one of her friend's places, and while she was there, that friend's sister came by with her kids. Olivia, being the horny 19-year-old that she is, managed to seduce my wife while she was alone at their place while just she and Olivia were there. I wasn't sure how Olivia had done it, but it wasn't long until they both had been naked on a bed together. I mean, I can imagine how she had done it, she's very sexy after all, but convincing my wife, who had been straight up until that point, was much more difficult than convincing a guy with his cock out. After this experience, Melissa had figured it would have been awesome to find a way to get that horny bisexual girl into her house, our house, without me knowing. Considering we needed a babysitter, and we hadn't found one yet, a deal was made between the two of them, and that's how Olivia ended up at our house. Olivia would get a paid, but low-paying, job, and a bedroom as long as she'd lend her body to my wife whenever she wanted. Little did Melissa know, Olivia wasn't just horny for her, but also for me. So when I was at work, or away, Melissa and Olivia had sex, and when Melissa was away, I had sex with her. So here we were, an hour after my wife came home, we were all downstairs and had discussed the situation. Surprisingly, Melissa wasn't even angry about the pregnancy. So all in all, I got away incredibly lightly. The only fallout was going to be an actual baby. So now what? I asked to no one in particular. No more secrets, Melissa said. Well, that is for sure, I responded. But how will we proceed? Olivia will have to stay here, and we'll figure it out from there. Alyssa responded. I enjoy it here, so I don't mind staying. Olivia responded. Of course you don't. You had a lot of sex. No one would object that. You invited her, remember? I said to Melissa. Oh, I'm not complaining, merely observing. But nonetheless, she'll have to stay and join our family. Join our family? I asked. Yeah, I like to fuck her. You like to fuck her. Olivia likes to fuck both of us. And she's going to have your baby. I see no downsides. I smirked on that response, as did Olivia. We all knew what Melissa just proposed. She wanted all of us to keep having sex. But to be fair, with how things had gone, I don't think any of us didn't already knew that. But because I've been out all day, I get to have her first, Melissa said. She stood up, took Olivia's hand, and pulled her with her. I saw them both go up the stairs, Olivia looking back at me with a big smile, and they were gone. Half a minute later I heard the shower turn on, and I knew what was happening upstairs. There was no way I wasn't going to join in on that fun. Melissa never said she wanted Olivia alone, she merely said she wanted her first. So I gave them both a head start of a few minutes, and then I proceeded upstairs as well. I got near the bathroom, and I heard light moaning. I opened the door slightly to peek in, and there I saw an amazing scene play out. One I could only have dreamed about. There she was, my beautiful wife. She was standing against the wall, completely naked. Her skin and hair was soaked from the shower, but she wasn't standing under it right now. Her red hair draped on her shoulders, her perky C-cup breasts, with hard nipples pointing forward. Her slim belly below it, and below that was the backside of a head with blonde hair. It was Olivia licking my wife's pussy. Melissa grabbed one of her breasts with one hand, and with her other pushed Olivia's head against her pussy. She had her eyes closed and enjoyed the scene. Meanwhile I had, outside the bathroom, undressed myself completely, and started stroking my cock. It would be impossible for me not to, seeing those two like that. A minute later I decided it was time for me to enter the bathroom. It was clear Olivia took her time licking Melissa, as she was still doing that when I entered. My wife opened her eyes when I entered, checked out my naked body, and smirked. I got closer, leaned forward and grabbed Olivia's breasts from behind. It was clear Olivia hadn't heard my approaching as she shocked with my touch, but she kept going nonetheless. I looked at my wife and she had her eyes closed again, enjoying being licked. I massaged Olivia's breasts for a few more seconds before moving behind her. As she was sitting on her knees, her ass was pointing backwards. I positioned my cock in such a way I could enter her, but she was sitting slightly too low for me to do so. So I pulled her ass up, pulling her away from my wife's pussy for a second. Then I pushed my cock deep inside her soaking wet pussy, and with that movement she lowered herself onto me, and continued licking as if nothing had happened. It wasn't the greatest position for me, as there was hardly room for any movement, but it felt great being deep inside Olivia while she was licking my wife. Especially as it wasn't too long ago when I thought my life would fall apart when Melissa walked in on me getting a blowjob from Olivia. A minute later I pulled myself out of Olivia, and stood up. Olivia stopped licking Melissa, and turned to my cock instead. A few seconds later my cock was deep inside her mouth, Melissa said snarkily. Oh, you're stealing her from me before I get to orgasm? Who said anything about stealing? I didn't make her suck me. Come on Olivia, you got to finish what you started first. And with that comment, Melissa pushed Olivia's head back to her crotch. Olivia happily obliged and continued licking, leaving my cock hanging unattended. Just before I was about to stroke my own cock, Melissa's hand grabbed it and started giving me a really good handjob. I guess it felt extra good because the tension was already building. Seeing my wife get licked by a hot 19-year-old blonde girl, who then sucked my cock for a bit too, was already enough to get me to orgasm. Even though I didn't yet, as my wife approached climax, she increased the intensity of the handjob as well, and the second she climaxed, I squirted my cum right into Olivia's hair. It was far from the first time Melissa and I orgasmed together. We were in tune usually, but this was the first time her orgasm wasn't caused by me, and mine didn't end up on her. We all laughed when it happened, and I kissed Melissa intensely. I massaged her breasts while at the same time I felt Olivia lick my cock clean. Olivia proceeded to step under the shower to rinse herself, mostly, from my cum. My wife stepped in with her and took the opportunity to kiss and lick Olivia's breasts. I watched from the side as I saw the two horny sexy women in one shower. When Olivia was done washing her hair, and with that my cum was gone, Melissa started fingering her. Olivia was of course the only one of us three that hadn't orgasmed yet, and Melissa had stated that was something unacceptable. Just looking at the sight of two very sexy girls made me hard again, but I didn't get closer. I like to observe this time. Olivia clearly was enjoying herself deeply. With two of Melissa's fingers inside her, and Melissa's thumb massaging her clit, while at the same time she also was licking Olivia's nipple, it wasn't long until she orgasmed as well. They stayed under the falling water for a bit longer, and I attempted to join them for a bit. It was very tight with the three of us in one shower, but we made do. We all explored each other's bodies with shower gel but didn't go into round two. When we finally stepped away and dried ourselves, it was close to midnight. We all got dressed minimally and mostly just underwear, went downstairs and grabbed a few snacks. We're going to need a bigger shower, I said semi-jokingly. I was about to say that, Melissa agreed. We were planning on redoing the bathroom anyways, might as well install the double shower we dreamed about. Deal, Melissa agreed again. We'll also need a bigger bed. Oh, you want us to sleep in the same bed too? Olivia responded. Of course, Olivia, you're part of the family now. I didn't mind this one bit, Melissa was all in on Olivia joining. And that meant I now permanently had two sexy women around me. The following days went uneventful, relatively speaking. Of course, we all had sex again every evening after the kids went to bed, but not as exciting as our three-person shower earlier. Melissa, in the meantime, had already arranged for the builders to come by and give us a quote for the bathroom. And luck would have it they had availability 2 weeks ahead, due to a job falling through. I went browsing for a bigger bed, and surprisingly there were a lot of beds that were 2 meters wide. I was wondering if that was enough for three people to sleep comfortably, but the bed we had now was only 140 centimeters wide, and that still had edges you wanted to stay away from. Putting a third in between on a 2-meter bed should be enough, right? I showed the bed to them both, and they loved it. So, I went ahead and ordered it, alongside enough bedding. Everything would arrive the following day. I loved it when items were in stock. The following day I was busy with installing the bed. It was quite a complex task, and it took me several hours to put everything together, put down the mattresses, unpack the bedding and making the bed. When I was finally done, I was tired. So I decided to take the bed for a test drive. I lay down in the middle, and in no time, I was gone, fast asleep. I woke up to someone tugging on my legs. It took me a few seconds to realize what was happening, but I was still not awake enough to open my eyes. Someone was pulling of my pants. A few seconds later the same hands pulled off my boxers, and then started stroking my cock, which of course became hard in seconds. I opened my eyes to see blonde hair move towards my cock. And less than a second later my cock was touching the inside of Olivia's mouth. I moaned in response, which made Olivia stop for a second and look at me and said, "I see my waking strategy worked." "Of course, honey, how could a guy not wake from undressing and a blowjob?" Olivia smiled and continued what she started. I reached down and moved my hand under her skirt, touching her ass. That was when I discovered she was wearing no panties. She had prepared for this, but left it up to me to discover with the rest of her outfit still on. I moved my hand between her legs, and pushed a finger inside her pussy. She was already so wet. All the while she slowly kept sucking my cock. By now, as you can imagine, I was awake enough to participate, and so I took it upon myself to do what I've wanted to do for a while. I stopped Olivia's blowjob, got on my knees and turned Olivia's ass towards me. Then without warning pushed my cock deep inside Olivia's pussy. Ever since the talk between Melissa, Olivia and me, we only have had sex with the three of us. And while everyone reading this probably thinks that was heaven, which it was, don't get me wrong, I wanted variation. And a cute blonde girl wearing a sexy top, a skirt and no panties, was the type of variation I was looking for. And so, fucking this girl on my new big bed was intense pleasure. At first, I went slowly in and out of her soaking wet pussy. But the longer this went on, the faster I went. My passion had taken over, and I kept fucking faster and faster until I came. And as I came, I pushed my cock in as deep as I could, squirting my cum deep inside. When my cock was empty, I pulled out and dropped down back on the bed. Then Olivia turned around and kissed me. "You really needed that, huh?" she said. "I really did. I'm happy you enjoy it as much as I do," I responded. "I do. And I totally don't mind if you use me for your own needs like that." "What do you mean exactly?" "Oh, I don't need to orgasm every time. Feeling my pussy fill with your cum is pleasure enough for me." "Oh, you sexy slut. I'm learning something amazing every time." As I lay there, thinking about what Olivia said, I was wondering if she had said the same to Melissa. Was Olivia turning into a slut we could use whenever we wanted? The next time I was alone with Melissa, I for sure was going to ask her. The end. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.